श्री वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम First Canto, 9th Chapter, The Passing Away of Bhishma Dev in the Presence of Lord Krishna. The previous chapter described about prayers of Kunti Devi. The chapter before that described what was the chapter? 7. Son of Drona punished. What was the chapter 6? Conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva. Chapter 5.
Instruction of Narada to Dasaparaya.
Instruction of Narada about the appearance of Shyamala. Chapter 4. Appearance of Narada. Chapter 3. Very good. Why Kamanaran is answering all the questions? Okay, chapter 2 from this side. Ratnaradhika. Ratnaradhika. Divinity and Divine Service. Very good. And chapter 1. Back. In English? Questions by the sages. So, chapter 9 is describing the passing away of Bhishma Dev. So, yesterday description was Krishna was about to leave Dwarka. At that time, Uttara came running to Krishna, asking him to save her. She could see that a fiery shaft was approaching her, and she prayed to Krishna that if I have to die, I don't mind, but please save the baby in my womb. Please save the embryo. That was Parikshit. Then Krishna, with his Sudarshan Chakra, he counteracted the Brahmastra. It was actually Brahmastra released by Ashwatthama. So, in this way Krishna protected Uttara, Abhimanyu's wife, and Parikshit Maharaj, their son. And at that time, Krishna was about to leave, so Kunti Devi approached Krishna and requested him, that Krishna, you have been saving us from all kinds of calamities. And because of those calamities, we had your association. So, please, she requested Krishna not to leave. And then Krishna, then Yudhishthira Maharaj, and then, before that, Kunti Devi offered her prayers to Krishna. That is this chapter. In very beautiful way, Kunti Devi glorified Krishna and his transcendental qualities. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj requested Krishna to stay a little longer. And then Krishna decided to stay. Then this chapter is leading to passing away of Bhishma Dev. Suta Goswami said, being afraid for having killed so many subjects on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Maharaj Yudhishthir went to the scene of the massacre. There Bhishma Dev was lying on a bed of arrows, about to pass away. At that time, all his brothers followed him on beautiful chariots drawn by first-class horses decorated with gold ornaments. With them were Vyasa and rishis like Dhomma, the learned priest of the Pandavas, and others. Who was Dhomma? Dhomma was the family priest. O sage amongst the Brahmanas, Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, also followed, seated on a chariot with Arjuna. Thus, King Yudhishthir appeared very aristocratic, like Kuvera, surrounded by his companions, the Guhyakas. Seeing him, Bhishma, lying on the ground, like a demigod falling from the sky, the Pandava king Yudhishthir, along with his younger brothers and Lord Krishna, bowed down before him. Just to see the chief of the descendants of King Bharat, Bhishma, all the great souls in the universe, namely the rishis among the demigods, brahmanas and kings, all situated in the quality of goodness, were assembled there. All the sages like Parvatamuni, Narada, Dhomma, Vyasa, the incarnation of God, Brihadashva, Bharadwaj, and Parashuram, and disciples Vasishtha, Indrapramada, Trita, Gritasmada, Ashita, Kukshivan, Gautam, Atri, Kaushik, and Sudarshan were present. So these are all great sages. Srila Prabhupada mentioned about them in the purport, who they are. So, and many other like Sukadev Goswami, and other purified souls, Kashyapa and Angirasa and others, all accompanied by their respective disciples, arrived there. Bhishma Dev, who was the best amongst the eight Vasus, received and welcomed all the great and powerful rishis who were assembled there, for he knew perfectly all the religious principles according to time and place. So here, the identity of Bhishma Dev is being revealed, that he was one of the eight Vasus. The Vasus are the demigods, the Ashtavasus, the eight Vasus. They are the demigods, and once they stole the Surabhi's daughter Nandini, who was Vasishtha's cow. And as a result of that crime, they were cursed by Vasishtha, and that they'll fall down and take birth on the earth planet, Martaloka. The upper planetary systems do not have death. Therefore, they are known as Amaraloka. There is no Mrityu. All there, the living entities there are Amar. They don't die. But this world is Mrityu Loka or Marta Loka. So, this middle planetary system, the place where people take birth and they die, so they had to take birth there in the Mrityu Loka. and those seven, when seven out of eight, they were relieved of their curse by Vasishtha, with a condition that if Ganga became their mother, then right after their birth, they'll be delivered. But the one who stole the cow, he will be punished to stay on the earth planet for a long, long time. And that was Bhishma. He was born as the son of Ganga and King Shantanu. And he had to live for a long, long time. And on top of that, his father blessed him, gave him the boon that he would die only when he would so desire. Icchamrityu. He had the boon that he would die only when he would want to die. Otherwise, he is also Amar. He also will be eternal. So, Rakhi Bhai, Prabhupada Bhagavatam. Prabhupada Bhagavatam Anuvad nahi. See, the Bengali devotees have Bhagavatam. Mm-hmm. You could get that one, but you couldn't get Prabhupada Bhagavatam. So, so that's how Bhishma Dev became almost immortal. And during the battle of Kurukshetra, Bhishma was attacked by Arjuna with Shikhandi in front of his chariot. Shikhandi was the charioteer that day. And Shikhandi, in his previous life, was a woman. She was the daughter of the king of Kashi. Her name was Amba. And she wanted to marry Bhishma Dev. But Bhishma Dev refused. And she tried many ways. She persuaded Parashuram, who was Bhishma Dev's guru, Astra Guru. And Parashuram also tried to convince Bhishma to marry. But Bhishma, since he took the vow that he will remain a celibate all his life, he declined. And as a result of that, Parashuram challenged him in a fight. And they fought for a long time. But Parashuram couldn't defeat Bhishma. And then when Amba failed, and with a grudge against Bhishma, she entered into fire, desiring to kill Bhishma. So, as a result of that, she appeared as the son of Drupad, Shikhandi. Now Bhishma, she was a woman and then she became a man. She was first a woman and then she became a man. So, and Bhishma knew, and Bhishma treated her as a woman. And Bhishma was such a valiant hero that he would not inflict any injury to a woman. Therefore Bhishma stopped to fight. And Arjuna, under instruction of Krishna, he started to shoot arrows at Bhishma. And he pierced the whole body of Bhishma with arrows. And finally Bhishma, they fell on the ground from the chariot. But when he fell, he those arrows that pierced through his body made a bed for him. So he was lying on a bed of arrows. Sarasayya. Sarasayya. Sajya means bed and shard means arrow. He was lying on a bed of arrows. And Bhishma Dev was waiting for the auspicious moment to leave his body. So that auspicious moment was the Uttarayana, when the sun moves to the northern hemisphere. Uttarayana. 6 months of the year, the sun moves in the north, and 6 months of the year, sun moves in the south. And as a result of that, sometimes the sun is longer. Like if you go to the northern countries, northern part of the earth planet, like Sweden, Norway, in summertime, the sun doesn't set there. Like practically, it's sun there whole day and night. Even at 12 o'clock, it's light at night. And at 4 o'clock, when you go to attend Mangal Arati, it looks like it is midday. So that is the Uttarayan. The sun moves to the north during the summer, and sun moves to the south where it is winter in the northern hemisphere and summer in the southern hemisphere. Like here it is winter now, but if you go to South Africa, it's the middle of summer there. Or Australia is the middle of summer. If you go to South Africa now, you'll find mangoes and lychees. All the summer fruits will be available there. So it is the south, in the southern hemisphere, it is summer. So it is because of the movement of the sun. Uttarayan and Dakshinayan. So when the sun moves on the northern hemisphere, that is the time when the path to the heavenly planet becomes lit up. Or one can say that the passage to the heavenly planet opens up. So the yogis, they want to leave their body at that time. And so for Bhishma Dev, not only he was waiting for the sun to go to Uttarayan, but he was waiting for Krishna to come. Or very mercifully Krishna came to see Bhishma Dev. So Yudhishthira Maharaj came with his entourage, and Krishna and all the sages came, but at that time Krishna also came to see Bhishma Dev. And this chapter will describe how, being in perfect Krishna consciousness, Bhishma Dev left his body. Bhishma Dev, who was the best amongst the 8 Vasus, received and welcomed all the great and powerful rishis. Now see, Bhishma Dev is lying on a bed of arrows. Can you imagine? All his body has been, his entire body has been pierced by arrows. With us, if just a pin pricks us, how do we feel? We become so much affected by pain. What to speak of one arrow piercing the body? We'll die. But Bhishma Dev's whole body was pierced with arrows. And he was lying on a bed of arrows for days, waiting for the right time to come for him to leave his body. And at that time, in that condition, when Yudhishthira Maharaj, Pandavas, sages came, he greeted all of them lying in that condition. We can see what a great personality Bhishma Dev was. Lord Shri Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, yet he manifests his transcendental form by his internal potency. This very Lord was sitting before Bhishma Dev, and since Bhishma Dev knew of his glories, he worshipped him duly. So now, Bhishma Dev, after greeting all the sages and others, he now started to worship Krishna. The sons of Maharaj Pandu were sitting silently nearby, overtaken with affection for their dying grandfather. Seeing this, Bhishma Dev congratulated them with feeling. There were tears of ecstasy in his eyes, for he was overwhelmed by love and affection. Bhishma Dev said, "Oh, what terrible sufferings and what terrible injustices you good souls suffer for being the sons of religion personified. You did not deserve to remain alive under those tribulations. Yet you are protected by the Brahmanas, God and religion." Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki, Jai Shri Shri Gauri ki, Shri Lata. So, those who are situated on dharma, they are always protected. That is what has been pointed out here. Bhishma Dev is saying that the conditions that you had gone through, you are not meant to survive. But because you are virtuous, you are protected by Brahmanas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and religion. Vipra dharma chutashraya. You are protected by Vipras, the Brahmanas, Dharma, religious principles, and Achyuta, Sri Krishna. As far as my daughter-in-law Kunti is concerned, upon the great General Pandu's death, she became a widow with many children, and therefore she suffered greatly. And when you are grown up, she suffered a great deal also because of your actions. Bhishma started to describe about Kunti Devi. The Kunti Devi, when she became a widow, she suffered because she was a widow with 5 children. And then when the children grew up, then also she suffered, because when her children were put into difficulties, she also followed them. In my opinion, this is all due to inevitable time, under whose control everyone in every planet is carried, just as the clouds are carried by the wind. Oh, how wonderful is the influence of inevitable time! It is irreversible. Otherwise, how can there be reverses in the presence of King Yudhishthira, the son of the demigod controlling religion? Bhima, the great fighter with a club, the great bowman, Arjun, with his mighty weapon, Gandhiva, and above all, the Lord, the direct well-wisher of the Pandavas. So Bhishma Dev is describing the influence of invincible time. Whatever happened is due to time, and we do not have any control over time. Like time means there are 2 considerations, time and karma. Kala and karma. We have our karmic reaction, and it takes its result out of time. Of course, here we have to understand that these are the pastimes of the Lord. pastimes of the Lord are beyond the influence of time and karmic reactions. But whenever something happens to us, we have to accept that it is due to the influence of time. Although we may be very virtuous, although we may be very powerful, and although we may be devotees of the Lord, but still something undesirable may happen to us. And when it happens, we have to accept that it is due to time. So that is the point Bhishma Dev is making here. Like he's saying that Yudhishthir, he is the son of Dharma, the son of the demigod, who is the controller of religious principle, Dharmaraj, Jamaraj. They're powerful individuals like Bhima and Arjun. And they were the devotees of Krishna, and Krishna was their well-wisher, direct well-wisher. Yet they suffered. So what is the lesson? What is the lesson we learn from that? That with time things will happen and we have to accept it. The effect of time is irreversible. We can't control time. We don't have any power over time. So when something bad happens to us, what should we do? We should remember the Pandavas. When something bad happens to us, we should remember the Pandavas. See what happened to the Pandavas. So if it could happen to the Pandavas, they had to go through so much difficulty. What is my difficulty? Sometimes we become so much perturbed. Oh, why this happened to me? Like, why this happened to me? I am a devotee. Actually, that reminds me, a few days back I received a letter from some devotee. That while they were doing Harinam, they were attacked. And in the letter they mentioned why it happened to us, we are devotees. And my answer was, remember what happened to the Pandavas. So, and it's not that we become devotees and we think that, well, from now on nothing bad will happen to us. No, rather we should be prepared that if such tribulations, such difficulties and such calamities could come to the Pandavas, what can happen to us? So we should be prepared for anything. This material nature is a dangerous place. So we may have to face some difficulty. But the question is, are those difficulties a physical or spiritual? The difficulties we face, are they spiritual difficulties or material difficulties? We'll see that those difficulties are actually material difficulties. There cannot be any spiritual difficulties inflicted upon us by anyone. Can there be any spiritual difficulty? Can we face any spiritual difficulty? The spiritual difficulties can be caused only by ourselves. Only we can give up Krishna consciousness and invite spiritual difficulties. But otherwise there cannot be any spiritual difficulty. Can somebody say, well, temple president treated me badly, that's why I'm leaving. Now, is that a justification? Rather, if the temple president is pushing me out of the temple, even if it happens, then what should we do? We should become more serious about spiritual life. Understand why they are chastising me. If somebody is chastising me, then I should take it seriously and find out where did I go wrong. And if there is difficulty, I can depend upon Krishna even more. Isn't it? Okay, temple president treated me badly. It may happen, not with Ganga Narayana and Bhima Krishna. They are very good temple presidents. But there may be some temple presidents who may not be so understandable and tolerable, then what should you do? Lakshminath, what will you do? Become more serious. How do you become more serious? By depending more upon Krishna. If somebody treats you badly, you complain to Krishna. Krishna, see, this is what they have done to me. Right? So that will make you even more Krishna conscious. Like that is what Kunti Devi was telling to Krishna. That Krishna, when we had difficulties, we found you with us. Therefore give us more difficulties. So this is the prayer of a devotee. Give me more difficulties so that I can become more dependent upon you. Do we come to Krishna consciousness to have material comfort? How many of you joined ISKCON to get material comfort? Raise both your hands. How many of you came to Krishna consciousness to make spiritual advancement? Raise both your hands, those who are serious, and say, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare
Rama!
Hare
Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare! Very good. So if we are serious about making advancement in Krishna consciousness, then the difficulties will force us to become more Krishna conscious. So that is the point that we learn from here. Bhishma Dev is saying that why you Pandavas had to suffer. Materially, we cannot really figure out why. Because you are the sons of demigods. Yudhishthira Maharaj is the son of Dharma personified. Bhima is the most powerful person. Arjuna is the greatest bowman. And Krishna is your constant companion. Krishna is your well-wishing friend. So why you had to suffer? So it is only my only conclusion is that it's due to the effect of time, influence of time. It had to happen, therefore. O King, no one can know the plan of the Lord Sri Krishna. Even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are bewildered. O best among the descendants of Bharat, Yudhishthir, I maintain therefore that all this is within the plan of the Lord. All this happened to the Pandavas is within the plans of the Lord. It's Krishna's plan. Accepting the inconceivable plan of the Lord, you must follow it. You are now the appointed administrative head. And my Lord, you should now take care of those subjects who are now rendered helpless. This Sri Krishna is no other than the inconceivable original personality of Godhead. He is the first Narayan, the supreme enjoyer, but he is moving amongst the descendants of King Vrishni, just like one of us, and he is bewildering us with his self-created energy. O King, Lord Shiva, Narada, the sage amongst the demigods, and Kapila, the incarnation of Godhead, all know very confidentially about his glories through direct contact. O King, that personality whom out of ignorance only you thought to be your maternal cousin, your very dear friend, well-wisher, counselor, messenger, benefactor, etc., is that very personality of Godhead Shri Krishna. Being the absolute personality of Godhead, He is present in everyone's heart. He is equally kind to everyone, and He is free from the false ego of differentiation. Therefore, whatever He does is free from material inebriety. He is equibalanced. Yet, despite His being equally kind to everyone, He has graciously come before me while I am ending my life, for I am His unflinching servitor. The personality of Godhead who appears in the mind of the devotee by attentive devotion and meditation and by chanting of the holy name releases the devotee from the bondage of fruitive activities at the time of his quitting the material body. So when the devotees hold the Lord in their mind through devotion, the Lord delivers them from the bondage of material nature. Through devotion, that means through hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, when you worshipping, offering prayers. What does the devotee do? Through all these actions, they hold Krishna in their mind. And when one holds Krishna in his mind in this way, Krishna delivers him from the material bondage, just as he did in the case of Bhishma Deva. Bhishma Deva was a devotee of Krishna, great devotee of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna came at the time when he was leaving his body. Now, this time when Krishna came, everybody could see that Krishna came when Bhishma Deva was leaving him. But when a devotee leaves his body, Krishna always comes. Or Krishna sends his agent, Vishnu Dutas or devotee. At that time, others may not see, but the devotee sees that Krishna has come. Therefore, you will notice when a devotee leaves his body, you'll see there is a beautiful smile in his face. Don't you see that? Did you see some devotee after he left his body? Did you see a beautiful smile in his face? So when does one smile? Amiyatma, when does one smile? When does one smile? When one sees something beautiful, isn't it? Does one smile when one is afraid? If somebody saw Jamdutas, would he smile? Even if Jamdutas come and if one smiles at them, Jamdutas will become afraid and go away. Because only a devotee can smile even at the Jamadutas. Because devotees know that Jamadutas also are the agents of Jamraj. And Jamraj is a devotee. He's a Mahajana. So where the Jamadutas will take you? Will take you to Jamraj. So you'll have a darshan of a great devotee. So that is why devotees, while leaving the body, they always have a smile on their face. May my Lord, who is four-handed and whose beautifully decorated lotus face, with eyes as red as the rising sun, is smiling, kindly await me at that moment when I quit this material body. So he is praying to Krishna that may that Lord who is four-handed and whose beautifully decorated lotus face with eyes as red as the rising sun is smiling, kindly await me at the moment when I quit this material body. Then Suta Goswami said, Maharaj Yudhishthir, after hearing Bhishmadev speak in that appealing tone, asked him, in the presence of all the great rishis, about the essential principles of various religious duties. So at that time, Yudhishthir Maharaj requested Bhishmadev to advise him, to guide him on the principles of religion. Jai Shri Krishna Balaram Ki. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai. At Maharaj Yudhishthira's inquiry, Bhishmadev first defined all the classifications of castes and orders of life in terms of the individual's qualifications. Then he systematically, in twofold divisions, described counteraction by detachment and interaction by attachment. So, Bhishmadev first described the varnashram dharma. Yudhishthir Maharaj wanted Bhishmadev to advise him on dharma. So he first described about varna dharma, then he described the dharma of attachment and detachment. Counteraction by detachment and interaction by attachment. So counteraction by detachment, detach from material, and we counteract our material condition by being detached from material things and by being attached to the Krishna consciousness. Then he described about, he then explained the, by divisions, acts of charity, dana dharma, the pragmatic activities of a king, that is, raja dharma, dana dharma, then raja dharma, and then the activities for salvation, moksha dharma. Then he described the duties of women and devotees, both briefly and extensively. Stri dharma and then Bhagavad dharma. So finally it is Bhagavad dharma. Then he described the occupational duties of different orders and statuses of life, citing instances from history, for he was himself well acquainted with the truth. While Bhishmadev was describing occupational duties, the sun's course ran into the northern hemisphere. This period is desired by mystics who die at their will. The mystics, the yogis, have the facility to die at their will. They can leave their body when they want to. And they select the appropriate time when, by leaving their body, they will go to the higher planetary system. So that I mentioned, Bhishmadev was waiting for the Uttarayan. The sun, the period when the sun's course ran into the northern hemisphere. Thereupon, that man who spoke on different subjects with thousands of meanings and who fought on thousands of battlefields and protected thousands of men stopped speaking and, being completely free from all bondage, withdrew his mind from everything else and fixed his wide open eyes upon the original personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who stood before him four-handed, dressed in yellow garments that glittered and shined. By pure meditation, looking at Lord Sri Krishna, he at once was freed from all material inauspiciousness and was relieved of all bodily pains caused by the arrow wounds. Thus, all the external activities of his senses at once stopped, and he prayed transcendentally to the controller of all living beings while quitting his material body. So Bhishma Dev withdrew his consciousness from the material nature and projected his consciousness onto Krishna. That is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. And at that time Bhishma Dev said, let me now divest my thinking, feeling and willing, which was so long engaged in different subjects, and occupational duties, in the all-powerful Lord Sri Krishna. He is always self-satisfied, but sometimes, being the leader of the devotees, he enjoys transcendental pleasure by descending on the material world, although from him only the material world is created. Sri Krishna is the intimate friend of Arjuna. He has appeared on this earth in his transcendental body, which resembles the bluish color of the tamala tree. His body attracts everyone in the three planetary systems, upper, middle and lower. May his glittering yellow dress and his lotus face covered with painting of sandalwood pulp be the object of my attraction, and may I not desire fruitive results. So Bhishma Dev is now offering prayers to Krishna. He described Krishna as the friend of Arjuna, the friend of a devotee. Tribhuvana kamanam tamala varnam ravikara gaura varam varam dadhane bopura laku bopura laka kula britananabjam vijaya sakhe rati rastu neyanam. Beautiful. These prayers are very beautiful. You can try to memorize them. On the battlefield where Sri Krishna attended Arjuna out of friendship, the flowing hair of Lord Krishna turned ashen due to the dust raised by the hoofs of the horses. And because of his labor, beads of sweat wetted his face. All these decorations, intensified by the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows, were enjoyed by him. Let my mind thus go unto Sri Krishna. In obedience to the command of his friend, Lord Sri Krishna entered the arena of the battlefield of Kurukshetra between the soldiers of Arjuna and Duryodhana. And while there, he shortened the lifespan of the opposite party by his merciful glance. This was done simply by his looking at the enemy. Let my mind be fixed upon that Krishna. When Arjuna was seemingly polluted by ignorance upon observing the soldiers and commanders before him on the battlefield, the Lord eradicated his ignorance by delivering transcendental knowledge. May his lotus feet always remain the object of my attraction. So what was the transcendental knowledge? What was the transcendental knowledge by which it removed the ignorance of Arjuna in the battlefield? Bhagavad. Fulfilling my desire and sacrificing his own promise, he got down from the chariot, took up its wheel and ran towards me hurriedly, just as a lion goes to kill an elephant. He even dropped his outer garment on the way. May he, Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who awaits salvation, be my ultimate destination. On the battlefield, he charged me. In the battlefield, he charged me as if angry because of the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows. His shield was scattered and his body was smeared with blood due to the wounds. So then we come to today's verse. Can everybody see that? I think a part of it is covered with this. Vijaya, Ratha, Kutumbe. Acha. Vijaya Ratha Kutumba. Atatatre. Dhira. I'm sorry. Dhrita. Haya. Rashmini. Tach. Shriyekshanaya. Shriyekshaniye. Bhagavati. Ratir. Astu. Me. Mumurshur. Yam. Iha. Niriksha. Hata. Gataha. Swarupam. Vijaya Ratha Kutumba Atta Tatre. Dhrita Haya Rashmini Tatri Ekshani. Bhagavati Rati Rastu Me Mumursho. Yamiha Niriksha Hata Gata Swarupam. Vijaya Ratha Kutumba Atta Tatre. Dhrita Haya Rashmini Tachriya Kshaniye. Bhagavati Rati Rastu Me Mumursho. Yamiha Niriksha Hata Gata Sharuha. At the moment of death, let my ultimate attraction be to Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. I concentrate my mind upon the chariot driver of Arjuna, who stood with a whip in his right hand and a bridle rope in his left. He was very careful to give protection to Arjuna's chariot by all means. Those who saw him on the battlefield of Kurukshetra attained their original forms after death. So repeat after me. At the moment of death, let my ultimate attraction be to Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. I concentrate my mind upon the chariot driver of Arjuna, who stood with a whip in his right hand and a bridle rope in his left, who was very careful to give protection to Arjuna's chariot. By all means, those who saw him on the battlefield of Kurukshetra attained their original forms after death. So those who saw him in the battlefield of Kurukshetra at the time of death, they attained their original form. Original form means spiritual. So just by seeing Krishna at the time of death, one can achieve spiritual perfection. Let my mind be fixed upon Lord Sri Krishna, whose motion and smiles of love attracted the damsels of Brajadham, the gopis. The damsels imitated the characteristic movements of the Lord after his disappearance from the Rasa dance. At the Rajasriya Yajna performed by Maharaj Yudhishthira, there was the greatest assembly of all the elite men of the world, the royal and learned orders, and in that great assembly, Lord Sri Krishna was worshipped by one and all as the most exalted personality of Godhead. This happened during my presence, and I remember the incident in order to keep my mind upon the Lord. Now I can meditate with full concentration upon that one Lord, Sri Krishna, now present before me. Because now I have transcended the misconceptions of duality in regard to his presence in everyone's heart, even in the hearts of the mental speculator. He is in everyone's heart. The sun may be perceived differently, but the sun is one. Suta Goswami said, thus Bhishma Dev merged himself into the super soul Lord Sri Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, with his mind, speech, sight and action. And thus he became silent and his breathing stopped. Knowing that Bhishma Dev has merged into the unlimited eternity of the Supreme Absolute, all present there became silent like birds at the end of the day. Thereafter, both men and demigods sounded drums in honor, and the honest royal order commenced demonstrations of honor and respect, and from the sky fell showers of flowers. O descendant of Bhrigu, Shaunaka, after performing funeral rituals for the dead body of Bhishma Dev, Maharaj Yudhishthira was momentarily overtaken with grief. All the great sages and glorified Lord Sri Krishna, who was present there by confidential Vedic hymn. Then all of them returned to their respective hermitages, bearing always Lord Krishna within their hearts. Thereafter, Maharaj Yudhishthira at once went to his capital, Hastinapur, accompanied by Lord Sri Krishna, and there he consoled his uncle and aunt Gandhari, who was an ascetic. After this, the great religious king, Maharaj Yudhishthira, executed the royal power in the kingdom strictly according to the codes and royal principles approved by his uncle and confirmed by Lord Shri Krishna. So thus end the ninth chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Passing Away of Bhishma Dev in the presence of Lord Krishna. So, as I mentioned earlier, all of you also read carefully on your own. I just read through just to give the understanding of the entire chapter. So everyone understood the whole chapter now, what has been described in this chapter. From the title you can understand that this chapter is describing the glorious passing away of Bhishma Dev in presence of Krishna. Krishna went with Yudhishthira Maharaj and other Pandavas and other great sages and exalted personalities from all over the universe assembled there at that time. And there Bhishma Dev first instructed Yudhishthira Maharaj about different religious principles. Varna Dharma, Ashram Dharma, then Dana Dharma, Raja Dharma, and in this way, after describing different religious principles, he withdrew his senses and focused his consciousness entirely onto Krishna, and offering his prayers to Krishna, he left. So that is the most perfect way to leave one's body. When one leaves his body in that way, then what happens? He goes back to spiritual sky, as Bhishma Dev did. And Prabhupada in his purport mentioned, by following this Navada Bhakti, hearing, chanting, remembering, etc., one can, Prabhupada use the expression, one can very easily go back to God. One can very easily go back to God. So if we practice the process, then we can very easily achieve success. And what is the success? Freedom from the cycle of birth and death and going back to God. Hare Krishna. Any question? No, okay. Yes, yeah, so what should he do? He's a Mahajan. So should he think of... the Bangla word. Bhishma Dev is praying to Krishna to appear in front of him with his four armed forms. Because Bhishma Dev's attachment to Krishna is in his Narayan form. Bhishma Dev's relationship with Krishna is in Vaikuntha relationship. Therefore, Bhishma Dev wanted to see him in his four armed forms. So, one desires to see the Lord according to his relationship. Those who are related to Narayan, he will be attracted to Narayan. He wants to see the Narayana. But those who are attracted to Krishna's Vrindavan pastime, they will want to see Krishna in his two arms. So Bhishma, from this we can understand that Bhishmadev relationship is not in Vrindavan mode, but in Vaikuntha. So Bhishmadev was a Mahajan, why was he waiting for Uttarayan? Waiting for Uttarayan was the apparent cause. The real cause was he was waiting for Krishna to come. For ordinary people, it would seem like Vishnudev was waiting for Uttarayana. But actual reason was he was waiting for Krishna. And Krishna came. And at that time Uttarayana also took place. Yes, Parul. Who were eight Vasu?
And in which planet he lived, and why did stone Nandini?
Why?
Why did stone Nandini cow?
Why did they steal the cow? Okay, Vasus are demigods. There are different demigods. Demigods also have different classes. Like there are Adityas. Aditi's sons are known as Adityas. There are Rudras. The 11 Rudras, they also demigods. Similarly, there are 8 Vasus. So, they are a set of demigods. They are demigods. So, they stole the cow because once they were going with their wives above the ashram of Vasishtha. And there they saw this beautiful cow, Nandini. Nandini is actually the daughter of Surabhi. And one of the Vasu's wives wanted to have that cow. But the Vasus told them that, look, this is Vasishtha's cow. Don't desire that cow. Vasishtha will never give this cow. But she kept on insisting. So finally, the Vasu stole the cow. And when Vasishtha came back, he found that Nandini was not there. Vasishtha sat in meditation and he could see the past, what happened. And he saw that these Vasus stole the cow. Therefore he cursed them. Okay?
Jatya also lived in Swarga. Where they all lived.
Do they?
Total 14 planets. So in this planet we used to live all the people.
They live in Sargaloka. Just adjust the sound system. They live in heavenly planet. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Ravindra. Yes, Krishna Virja? Yes, Krishna. The Pandava? What happened to the
people of Vrindavan?
After Krishna left. Yeah. It is said that the gopis gave up their bodies. They went to Dwarka and they left their bodies. And in a lake. So that lake, because the gopis leaving the body, their body merged in the, they gave up the body in the lake. And that is where we get the gopi chandan. Is this chandan that we put on earth as tilak is actually the body of the gopis. after Krishna left, they gave up their body in that lake. And that is the Gopachand. And, yeah, so that is how, like they all left. Some directly left, some indirectly left. But the main point is Krishna came, and Krishna made arrangements for them also to leave when he left. Any other question? Yes. Krishna Archan. Counteract by action and detach. Let me just check that again. Huh? 26. At Maharaj Yudhishthira's inquiry, Bhishma first defined all the classifications of caste and order of life in terms of the individual qualifications. Then he systematically, in twofold division, described counteraction by detachment and interaction by attachment. Okay. So he is, the Sanskrit word for that is Vairagya and Raga. Vairagya, Ragopadhi Bhyam, Amnato Bhai Lakshana. Lakshana. Vairagya is detachment and Raga is attachment. So Vairagya means detachment. Detachment to what? Detachment to matter. Detachment from matter. And rag means attachment. Attachment to is to what? Krishna. So it's not exactly prabhuti marga and nibhuti marga. It is detachment from matter, virabhti, vairagya, and ragbhakti. Tag, detachment from matter, attachment. Now, we have to also remember here that it is not that through detachment from matter that we develop attachment to Krishna. Rather, the other way around, by developing attachment to Krishna, we develop detachment. So, Krishna consciousness first. Ordinary people think that detachment first, then attachment to Krishna. That can be possible in some cases, but for us, first is Krishna consciousness. And because we, otherwise we cannot become detached. It's impossible to become detached. Unless and until one has the higher taste, how can it become detached? But getting the higher taste, one can.
In this context,
which book is you talking about?
I'm not sure. I haven't read it. I have heard from somebody.
What is that? What did he? What was that?
That when someone has anathas, he has to work on each of them for 5 years or something like that.
I don't remember. I don't know. I have to see the book. Because without seeing, I cannot really comment on that. You heard somebody say, and then how do I know that what you heard is right? And then I comment on Bhakti Vinod Thakur based on your presentation. Yes.
I'm just slightly confused with the word merge.
A good point. A very good point. Sometimes, you see, certain expressions have been used. Sometimes, for example, sometimes it's described that Krishna is Nirakar. I mean, absolute truth is Nirakar, in person, without form. But here we have to have the right understanding that he doesn't have a material form, but he has a spiritual form. The negation of material doesn't mean that he doesn't have a form at all. So similarly, although the expression merge has been used, then we have to understand that it is not the merging of Paramatma Sadhujya that a yogi generally desires. Therefore, in the purport, Prabhupada actually made it very clear that, and we can see that Bhishma Dev, who was such a profound personalist, I mean, how can he desire to merge? Merging also can be of two types. Brahma Sajujya and Paramatma Sajujya. Merging in Brahman, merging in the Paramatma. Here it appears that he is talking about Paramatma Sajujya. But for a personality like Bhishma Dev, the Paramatma Sajujya also was not really what he desired. Or what was his destination. A personality who left his body in front of Krishna. And it is also saying that those who left the body in the battlefield of Kurukshetra in front of Krishna, they received their spiritual form. So what to speak of Bhishma Deva, for whom Krishna himself came. And obviously, his destination was not impersonal, not even impersonal, but Paramatma, merging in Paramatma. Here, no, the merging of Paramatma can indicate is Shantarash. Shantarash, meditating on the form of the Lord all the time, in the heart. Right? But not that he is merging with the Paramatma, thinking that he has become Paramatma. You see, that is the difference between Sajujya Bhakti. Brahma Sajujya, in Brahma Sajujya, one merges into Brahman thinking that he has become Brahman. In Paramatma Sajujya, one merges into Paramatma thinking that he has become Paramatma. But these are the negative aspects of this Sajujya. But, let me see if the Sajujya word has been used. The word that has been sampadda manam aggaya bhishmam brahmani nishkale sarve bahu buste tushni bayam shiva dinattaye. Actually, the word sajujya hasn't been used yet. Sampadda manam, the word that has been used here is sampadda manam. And sampadda manam actually has been translated here as having merged. So here, rather, it is describing like he is, you see, Bhishma Dev's, at least, it has been described that Bhishma Dev's relationship was in Gyanamishra Bhakti. So in Gyanamishra Bhakti means Shantarash. So, Shanta and Santaras with the secondary influence of Viraras, smell of chivalry. That's why he wanted to fight. So that's why if you read the purport, the previous purport, you will see Prabhupada is saying, the devotional service of the Lord consists of 9 principles of service activity. And they are hearing, chanting, remembering, serving the lotus feet, worshipping, praying, executing the order, fraternizing, and fully surrendering. Any one of them, all of them, are equally competent to avoid the desired results. But they require to be practiced persistently under the guidance of an expert devotee of the Lord. And Prabhupada is, at the beginning, Prabhupada is pointing out also, the stage attained by Bhishma Dev while quitting his material body is called Nirvikalpa Samadhi, because he merged his self into thinking of the Lord and his mind into remembering his different activities. So he was completely absorbed in thinking of the Lord and remembering his Okay, thank you very much. So, we are very happy to receive Ravindra Sarup and his wife Anasuya and his daughter Radhika. They just arrived from South Africa. Hare Krishna. So, devotees are coming from South Africa, Jamunacharya and Chitra and Kavita are already here. Today, Ravindra, Sarup, Anushya and Radhika came. And soon Haridev also will be coming with his family. Okay, so everyone take care of them very nicely. Gaur Premanande Srila Prabhupada.